It's a pleasure to welcome back to Tolbert and Copes. Peter Kurtenbach hanging out today, by the way. The head coach of the Golden State Warriors. We do it every week. Steve Kerr joins us, getting ready for a back-to-back going on tonight. And Steve, I got to give you credit, man, because Tom didn't show up today. You're still here to do your part, man. Sorry about that yesterday.
Yeah, but we're used to that. You know, he's a part-time worker. So
yeah, can I throw this out? Because I was throwing shade at him yesterday after the game, and we carried the end of it live. Because yes. Tommy Lloyd joined us on Monday, and Tommy said, "Oh, Tom, this is great, man. We're coming out. You going to see us in SAC?" Tom was like, "No, man. I'm not coming out for that.
Stay in Alameda."
I was like, "This is a bad omen on Tom, I think."
Yeah. You know, that was a tough day for a lot of Wildcats yesterday.
Yeah.
So let's just move on to the NBA as quickly as possible.
Sounds good.
Steve, how's it going on the road?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. but let's go with that. I mean, in all of your years in the NBA, we've been asking everybody this week, like, have you seen anything quite like the splits that you guys have between the road and the home?
Never. And there was actually a great article in The Ringer yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw it. It was really well done because it kind of covered analytically how unlikely this all is. And, you know, I think analytics don't explain everything. But, you know, for us as a staff, we're just trying to figure out, you know, what do we need to do to play better on the road? And there are definitely games where, you know, we've felt disconnected and our defense, it just hasn't been there. And then there have also been four or five games that we felt like, you know, we had, and they slipped away from us at the end. And but I've never seen anything like this with such dramatic splits home and road.
Talking to Steve Kerr on the UMA guest line here. How's the team holding up right now? I mean, in terms of the health of the roster, and it's not like you guys are in a much different position than the rest of the conference or the rest of the league. I mean, that's maybe there's no moral victories, but it's maybe the one silver lining is that everybody's kind of banged up and trying to get back and healthy at the right time. In terms of the usage for these guys, I mean, Draymond Green, obviously the 16th technical foul is going to be suspended for a game. You guys give the full NBA contract to Ty Jerome. That's a good thing. Anthony Lamb, pardon me. To Anthony
Jerome
Lamb
soon,
yesterday.
Though.
Around the corner. How's everybody holding up now? When we talked to you last week, you'd said Kevon Looney's back was a little bit tight, and we know Kuminga was dealing with the ankle for a bit. How's everybody holding up right now?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's holding up fine. I mean, it is what it is. You just play, stuff happens every year, and as you said, so many teams are going through injuries right now, so it's kind of a war of attrition, but you don't really stop to give it much thought. You just go play and you try to prepare for each game, and you know, as a staff, we try to put together the best game plan going into each game, and the players are preparing, and I like what we've been able to do of late. You know, the two home wins against Phoenix and Milwaukee were great. I thought the level of competition and connectedness against the Clippers was really good. They just kind of wore us down, you know, over the course of the game. But I think we're in a pretty good place. We just, we just got to keep going.
Steve, with Andre Iguodala's terribly unfortunate injury in just sort of the lack of wings on this team, especially with Draymond out tonight as well, how much of a responsibility is Jonathan Kuminga going to have to take on over the next couple games, over the next couple weeks, for the rest of the season?
Yeah, JK is going to be important. And, you know, now that we have Lamb back on the roster, he's going to play some. I mean, we're down to 10 guys tonight without Draymond. And Andre's loss is a big one. You know, he was only playing, you know, maybe 15 minutes a game, but his on-off numbers were pretty dramatic. Just what he does at both ends to tie the team together makes everybody better, and it was a big loss. So everybody's going to have to step up, and that includes JK and Moses as well. And you know, we're going to have to lean on our young guys here for sure.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So, I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
When you've talked about Lamb in the past and what you like about him, you call him a .5 player, which means that he just makes quick decisions. He has a good feel for the game, high basketball IQ. Where did that .5 player mantra or expectation or ideology come from? Where did the Warriors get that from?
Well, it's interesting. The first guy that I ever heard use the expression was Tex Winter, my assistant yes. coach in Chicago.
Legend of the triangle.
But, yeah, the inventor of the triangle. But it was back then, it was 1 second. You know, he referred to it as the 1 second rule. You had to dribble pass or shoot within 1 second of catching the ball. You had to recognize what the right play was and make your move. And then I think Greg Popovich actually moved up the timing on that. You know, the game sped up, and so he started using the term .5. And I think it is accurate to reflect the speed of the game, the speed of the defense these days. It really is a split-second decision-making game. It's one of the reasons why, you know, you just don't see a ton of young guys, playing playoff-level basketball. Because, playing in the NBA is like anything else in life. You just need experience to be good at something, to really see the patterns, to recognize at the highest level exactly what's going on. You need thousands of reps. And so the players with more experience are going to make quicker decisions. And that's everything in the NBA because of how fast and athletic the players are. One split second is the difference between a layup and a turnover, and that's why we always talk about .5 and why we're constantly working with our young players on that concept.
I recall when Jordan Poole went down to Santa Cruz
right.
and came back, he said that was kind of what changed or unlocked that for him, was he had to make the 1 second decision. The second he caught the ball, he had to decide if he was going to pass, dribble, or shoot in that moment. When you talk about a young player like that, I don't know how much reflecting you do at this point in the season, but if you were to think back to Jonathan Kuminga at this point last year, wow. and you think about what kind of, not just the physical development, because he's obviously a better player than he was then. We've watched his progression this year. But when you see him in control and you see how he processes the game and when he catches the pass and he's ready to do the 1 second decision making, have you seen that develop for him? Or what has excelled in his game, you think, at this point last year to where we are now?
I think the biggest thing is just his understanding of on-ball defense and defending the top guys. I mean, we're putting him on all the best guys, whether it was Kawhi Leonard the other night LeBron or Giannis, any of the big athletic wings, JK is going to be on because he's physically capable of matching up with those guys. So he's figured out, I think, much better how to guard without fouling, how the smart players in the league are able to draw fouls by, baiting guys into it. These are things that you pick up as you go, and I think JK has really made great strides there. So his on-ball defense is his best quality.
Talking to the great Steve Kerr here on the UMA Guest Line. We do it every week here on the Tolbert and Copes Show. Dieter Kurtenbach sitting in. Steve, what have you made of Jordan Poole's play as of late? Because there are moments where it's spectacular, and then there are other moments where he kind of gets lost in the fray. What have you made of him as of late?
Well, it's been up and down for sure for Jordan, which it often is the case, for a young player. I mean, he's obviously very capable. I mean, he was fantastic in the playoffs a year ago and helped us win a championship. And but this year's been different because of, I think, the amount of respect he's gotten from our opponents. And it's really, I've told him, it's really the ultimate compliment when teams start game planning for you. It's the ultimate compliment. And that's what's happening this year. Teams are committing their best defender to him. Often, even when Steph is on the floor, teams will put their better defender on Jordan because they know just how important he is to our team. But with that comes another layer, another level of play and awareness and understanding that has to come. And It's all part of his development. The great thing with Jordan, he's a willing listener as a young player. You know, he works his tail off. You can never question his desire to get better and his work ethic. And it's all part of the process for him. And I know he's going to get better and better.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Every player is unique, but obviously it's easy for us lay people to look at Jordan with the three-point range that he has and the flair for the game that he has and make comparisons to Steph Curry. With your guys' development plan with him, how much of it is, okay, we're going to try to steal this from Steph and bring it to you, and how much of it is, hey, we're going to have Jordan Poole be his own man and do his own thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for anybody to be Steph.
You know, true, very true.
One of the all-time greats. But
just be that guy.
Yeah, go do that.
I think what makes Steph so special, though, is his ability to play on or off the ball. I mean, that's a really rare quality. Most great players in the league are on ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are some who are great off-ball players, but very few combine the ability to do both. And Jordan does have that capability. And I think that's the thing that, you know, we try to impress upon him, is that if you can do both, it just opens up a world of possibilities offensively. So, you know, we're constantly harping on him to sprint the floor and run to the corners, you know, when he doesn't have the ball, because that opens up the floor. And then, you know, he'll get the ball on a reversal and he'll be attacking a shifting defense rather than, you know, standing at the top of the key in pick and roll and going against a defense that's set at the boxes and elbows. So, you know, these are higher level things that you learn as you go and as you experience. And as I said, he's got to do that now against teams that are game planning for him. So it's not easy.
Well, and doing it against teams that are competing against him in what's sort of like a pennant race here, right? I mean, this is like a baseball. It's like it seems like we've been saying, and Tom and I were joking the other day, Steve, we're like, yeah, it's the biggest stretch of the season. It's like we've said that. It seems like every week, biggest stretch of the season, because it's like every game means something right now. We joke, too, about like the end of the Water Boy with Adam Sandler. Last game of the season, can't hold anything back now. Are we at that point for you guys, back-to-back? Are we all hands on deck at this point?
Get the green playbook out, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. We are. I mean, there's 12 games left, and everybody's bunched together. I mean, we can keep climbing quickly, and you know, all it takes is a few games. You can go the other direction too. So, none of this is easy, but it's also fun. I mean, this is why you do this, to be in the thick of it, in the competition, and I think we're enjoying it. And there's not a whole lot of time to rest at this point.
Steve, we'd be remiss if we didn't give some praise to Kevon Looney before we let you go. Is he the best 7-point per game player you've ever seen? Because he's on, I mean, every game, it's like just my basketball heart is totally committed to him.
How many did Tom average for his career? Do we know? Did he get to 7?
He's no Looney.
6, I think.
So, 6, I think you're right, yeah.
Now, Loon, you guys know this. I mean, Loon is just one of my all-time favorites, whether as a teammate or someone I've coached. I mean, you just so much respect for the guy, the way he approaches every single day, his awareness, his understanding of the game. He's just a smart, tough basketball player who knows how to win. And, you know, he's never going to wow you because he doesn't jump real high. He doesn't shoot threes, but he's a hell of a player, and our team is dramatically better when he's on the floor.
It's like when you used to say when Andre was like the adult out there. As a fan, I'm like, I just feel better when Kevon's out there. I just like seeing him out there grabbing
comforting.
Boards. Yeah,
it's like comforting. A safety blanket.
And by the way, we sold Tom. We gave Tom we sold him short, 6.5,
6.5
for his career. So
it's no Looney.
I think Tom got me by half a point.
Oh,
so,
well. I'm not going to look that up. I can't prove that.
No.
Steve, have a good road trip, man. I know it's the intense part of the season, and we'll see you when you get home, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great stuff there from Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. Warriors and the Atlanta Hawks squaring off tonight in Atlanta. Tomorrow at Memphis against the Grizzlies. That's the final back-to-back of the 2022-2023 campaign. 12 games left, including tonight. When we come back Monday, they'll have just 10 games to play, which, by the way, it's more games than University of Arizona right now. I'm just saying. They're out. We'll update you on what's going on across college basketball today. St. Mary's and Randy Bennett advancing to the second round. They'll play on Sunday after their 63-51 win over VCU. We'll tell you all about day two of the NCAA tournament coming up next. Adam Copeland, Dieter Kurtenbach hanging out for Tom Tolbert today. Tolbert and Copes only here on the Sports Leader.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.